No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a Monday edition of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Most weeks, we'll get into the exception here in a second. Most weeks, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. We strive to be smarter than the average dumb guy. I'd say we got about a 33 1/3% batting average, which is great for baseball. I don't know what that speaks about the show, especially when the most interesting thing was the one gorilla versus 100 men. We got as much interaction on that as anything. But hey, we talk about, you never know what's going to happen on this show. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. You're going to hear Husker sports, college football, sports in general. But you're going to get unique insight and bridled honesty. And producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. You guessed it. Loaded show. Michigan. Self-imposed suspension of their head coach. But not the first two games of the year. It's weeks 3 and 4. One of those games is against Nebraska. And Jake and I aren't sure how we feel about it. What does that mean? What does that say? And Nebraska receives a commit as well today. All right. From an in-state linebacker. We'll get into that. Nebraska softball set a lot of records this year. They're the number 3 seed going into the Big Ten tournament. Nebraska baseball gets back to 500 on the season as well. Can they get into the Big Ten tournament? Can they make a run? They've got what it takes to make noise. They started so far behind the eight ball, you wonder, could they just get back to 500? Now they're back to 500. Now what can happen? All right, it's all about the postseason. I was going to say in every sport but college football, but I won't go off on that diatribe. Jake's smiling over there. All right, let's see what else we got today. Husker football news, Husker football updates in general as a whole. All right, Jake, you choose. What do you want to start off with today?
Let's do some Husker football updates.
All right. Well, let's start with Nebraska adding in-state commit, all right, from linebacker Jace Reynolds. All right, 2026 linebacker Jace Reynolds has committed to Nebraska. Per On 3, 6'2", 210 pounds from Elkhorn, Nebraska. He chose the Huskers over Kansas State Northwestern. He said, and I quote, "Staying home. Let's do it, Husker Nation." And quote. Now, we have not gone after many in-state players. It doesn't seem to matter much to rule anymore, whether you're in-state, out-of-state. He is simply going purely after, or the 500-mile radius. It doesn't seem to matter to him the way he is now looking at recruiting. Okay, cool. So when we go after an in-state Nebraska kid, and then he commits, he must think he's a really, really, really good football player. All right. And anybody who commits from, you know, the state of Nebraska in the past or in the future, obviously they think you're good football players. But the way he's looking at recruiting now, there is not an emphasis on in-state kids so much, so to speak, at least not at this point in time. We'll see what the future holds for that. All right. But it's purely just football related. And some people might say, well, shouldn't it always have been? I've always said start in-state. They got to be good enough as football players to begin with. Then you go from there. I don't even think Rule's really taking that approach. He's just going purely football, regardless of geographic location of where a said high school kid is living and or going to high school. So what do you think this means when it comes to specifically Jace Reynolds, Jake, on him getting an offer, him committing? He's clearly excited to stay home. But what does this speak to you about Jace himself and his abilities?
Well, it's exciting to see what will become of Jace Reynolds in this Nebraska recruiting class. Obviously, again, out there at Elkhorn North, we'll see kind of how he finishes up his high school career there. But somewhat of an edge rusher, 6'2", 205, like you said, but just very intriguing. I think it just kind of is more intriguing overall about, like you said, kind of the in-state angle, because you look at most of these recruiting rankings, maybe they value or evaluate these guys a little bit differently. Maybe it's position, whatever it may be. But Jace Reynolds kind of tends to be toward the back half of the top 10 in the state, right? Kind of in the 9 through 10 type of range. And, you know, there's five people committed to the Iowa State Cyclones ahead of him. So it's just kind of interesting in all those on all those levels. But it is good to get an in-state kid, right? Maybe this will dial down a little bit of the pressure, but it's still it's still going to be just kind of interesting to see how people respond. This is going to be overwhelmingly an Iowa State class here in Nebraska. Iowa State has kind of come through, and without maybe, you know, last minute changes, Rule specifically said you might get Big 12 offers before you get Big 10 offers these days. So, you know, perhaps some of those guys you can get to flip, but it's one for the Huskers. And I think that makes me breathe a little bit easily because you don't want to lose all the top end talent in the state.
Yeah. One of the things he also said is basically desperate teams set the market. So essentially, if you're comfortable with your roster, you're comfortable with where you're at with certain things within your football program, you might be a little bit more patient. If you are in more dire need or just straight up more need of certain things, you're going to be more anxious to get out there. You're going to try to get players to commit sooner. You're going to be offering them a little bit more. It's supply and demand. I mean, it's just the business strategy that everybody under God's hot sun understands. All right, if there are a billion cheeseburgers in the world, cheeseburgers might not be that expensive. You knock it down to 100, all of a sudden that same, I don't know, what's it just a straight cheeseburger cost? Let's say $8. All of a sudden it might cost $80 or something like that. Supply and demand. All right, it's kind of how it works there. So I was excited to see that. I'm curious to see how this 2026 class, 2027, now that we've got an official commit, okay, how these classes kind of morph and come together. And I'm curious to see down the road, because right now high school recruiting is not seen as important as it used to be with people entering the transfer portal, people coming and going. I'm curious to see, do we have the 105 roster limit? I know Troy Dannon, he doesn't want that. And frankly, I'm not a crazy fan of it either. All right. College football is going to go the direction it's going to go sometimes. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it makes no freaking sense. All right, but I think the 105 roster limit's obviously going to play a huge role in this, but I'm curious to see revenue sharing, how that can potentially impact things in the future. Contracts, does portal activity, does it stay kind of crazy and insane, the amount of kids that are in and out of the portal? Or does it kind of die down a little bit, which would then enhance the importance of high school recruiting once again, if you know a kid's more likely to stay long-term throughout his career or at least 2-3 years. As opposed to some of the guys who've gone in and out of the portal seemingly a gazillion times. So I think the way some of these things unfold, you know, do we have 105 on the roster as a limit? Do we have revenue sharing? What does that exactly look like? Because a lot of these things are kind of in a holding pattern right now. How does that affect high school recruiting? I've talked about it in the past, that first Wednesday in February, and this seems like ancient history.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, I'm talking King Tut's tomb type of ancient history when I think about how important that Wednesday used to be. And now it's like, I think this year we were doing a show and I was like, during one of the breaks, I was like, do you realize today, the first Wednesday in February, would have been the old National Signing Day? And I think you were like, oh, yeah. That used to be like a national holiday for college football fans. So anyways, I hope that day starts to hold. It's in December now. Whether it's, you know, February, December, whatever the case may be. The general consensus of whenever the national signing day is. I hope that day, December now is when it is, late December, mid to late December, hope it starts to hold more importance. There's more stickiness to the commitments and the portal isn't quite as active. All right. So we'll see how that unfolds going forward. I do want to dive into a little bit of Nebraska softball. They finished the Big Ten season 17-5, tied for second in the Big Ten. They lost the head-to-head versus UCLA, so UCLA is the 2 seed. All right, Nebraska softball is the 3 seed heading into the Big Ten tournament. I mean, they swept Maryland. Okay, kind of mollywopped them their last 4 games to end the season. I wrote it down, won 10 of their last 12 games. And really, you look at some of these scores in these last 12 games. They won 9-1, 9-2, 6-0, 6-0. All right, the next game they won was 12-8, 12-4, then 3-0. All right, and let me see. 10-1, 11-1. So some of these were kind of mollywhopping type games. They beat Creighton 8-2 if you keep going on back. So, and they took 2 out of 3 from Iowa. I kept scrolling to an appropriate part that just made my day. Took 2 out of 3 from Iowa. That's always good to see. So Nebraska softball seems poised to make a run in this postseason. All right. Let me get to some of the notes there. As I mentioned, they swept Maryland in a record-setting Big Ten regular season finale. They also set 2 attendance records and several records on the field this year as well. And it's interesting because if you think about Oregon and UCLA, you know we'd be Big Ten champs right now had they not joined the Big Ten this year. They're the 1 and 2 seeds in the Big Ten tournament, Oregon and UCLA. How sweet would that have been? And still having a great season and still can go win the Big Ten tournament championship. How sweet would that have been to have that regular season Big Ten championship? It's like, it's what I've said in football. It is exponentially harder to win a conference title, and it doesn't really mean that much anymore, the way things are set up right now, at least, than it is to get in the college football playoff. Like, I think it's actually harder to get in the college football playoff than it is to win an SEC or a Big Ten championship in football or in some of these other sports as well. What are your thoughts there on Nebraska softball? And we've mentioned it several times. They have the potential to make a Women's College World Series type run. If you're one of the top 3 teams in the Big Ten or the SEC, you're doing pretty good. Now, I've admitted before, Southern teams, warmer weather, it's easier to get outside and do certain things in baseball, softball. They got a little bit of an advantage, but you're still one of the 2 best conferences in America. Probably the SEC number 1 when it comes to baseball, softball, especially if you look at the top 25. The Southern teams, even Big 12 ACC teams, they kind of dominate the top 25, okay? But you still got a good chance to make a pretty deep run into the postseason. And when you talk about the potential that they have, it's still going to come down to what can they do with runners in scoring position, with runners on base. Can they find consistency? One of the records they set is most home runs in a season. They set it with like 3 weeks to go in a season. I mean, a lot of these scores that I read off, there's a lot of points being put on the board. 9 runs, 9 runs, 12 runs, 12 runs, 10 runs, 11 runs, 8 runs. You go back to that Iowa series, 14-1, 12-0. All right. And so they are able to score. Obviously, you got one of the best all-around players, one of the best pitchers in Jordy Ball. I feel like some of the other pitchers have stepped up throughout the season to help the number 20 ranked Huskers so far. I'm curious to see what we can do in the Big Ten tournament. And then obviously, regionals, super regionals, can they make a run to Oklahoma City, the Women's College World Series? All right, Jake, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, obviously, the better they do in the Big Ten tournament, the better positioning they'll get for that NCAA tournament run. And that's what is good for the Big Ten tournament, though. They're already in a good position there. The top four seeds get a bye. Nebraska, as you said, falling into that category. And those big-time runs that you're talking about, they had 22 of their 38 wins were run rule wins. They had to call it off.
That's another record, too, by the way.
Yeah, that is incredible. So it just really has been a fun year. Last time they won the regular season, though, was 2014. So you have to wait a little longer there. Like we've kind of said, with adding those teams in the conference, it's crazy to kind of think about winning a championship of 18 teams. 12 teams make this, this tournament. Same will be said in baseball. So that's why baseball certainly making a move lately here has been important. We'll get to that here, too. But this has just been one of the more exciting and fun times to be a Nebraska softball fan. I saw they sold out this Bullen Stadium the other day. Mm-hmm. It's just exciting, and we'll see kind of what happens here. But if you haven't jumped on the support bus, I suppose tonight, now is the time to do so, because it's about to get fun.
I completely agree. It's interesting. I just pulled up the NCAA softball top 25 rankings again, just to kind of check. All right, the team's north of the Mason-Dixon line, which I don't even know exactly where that's located, but I've heard it said before, so I said it here, versus teams south of the Mason-Dixon line, and how many of them in the top 25 are below and above? When you look at northern-type teams, all right, it's really Oregon, number 3 in the country. Then you got to go a little bit of a ways before another one pops up. Would you consider, I've always thought, I know Virginia like is considered a southern state, but on a map, don't they look more northern to you? Is that just me?
I'd have to go check where they were in the Civil War to see if they're north or south.
Well, they were south in the Civil War. I'm just saying geography. Because you got Virginia Tech. So I guess, I don't know, wherever you want to put them. That would be a second team if you want to put them in the north. Then you got Nebraska, Ohio State. That's it. And Grand Canyon is 25th in the country at 40-6. So outside of that, there's really about 3 to 4 northern teams. All the rest are in the south. Arizona, Alabama, Clemson. All right, Stanford, Mississippi State. By the way, I went to my daughter's track meet, Northwest High School, this past weekend in Omaha. And this big dude, just Jack dude, walking around with a Mississippi State shirt on. And I was like, is there a Mississippi State football player here randomly? I was busy getting cooked by the sun. By the way, check out the farmer's tan, dude. Do you see this?
Yeah, you see that pretty well on the TV.
Look at that. Yeah. My kids were making fun of me. So I appreciate that. I'm out all day baking, supporting you. Then you want to mock me. Thank you. See if I show up again. I will. But I was busy getting cooked by the sun, so I didn't really think much of it. I saw him later on, and someone's like, dude, you're a big dude. He's like, yeah, I play for Mississippi State. So I was randomly, there's a Mississippi State football player there in Northwest High School in Omaha, Nebraska, watching a track meet this past
weekend. Did he have one of those bells? Was he ringing the bells?
No, he was not. Okay. He was not ringing the bell, but he definitely stood out in a crowd, that's for sure. So with Nebraska softball, it's been an exciting season, a record-setting season, been a ton of fun to follow, cover, talk about. Now is when you really crank it up. The postseason is when it really matters the most. Excited to see what happens. All right, to me, it's going to come down to the kind of the same things I've been talking about all year. What can they do in close games? What can they do against the better teams? What can they do in those clutch situations? They've shown they can dominate average to below average teams. They've shown they can score runs. They've shown they can do a lot of things, which is why it's exciting to watch them. What can they do when the margin for error becomes much, much thinner? What can they do when the competition becomes a little bit more elite consistently going forward? Again, runners on base. Runners in scoring position. Can you have multiple people step up? Those are going to be the difference makers in the upcoming games, which are going to be, as the Big Ten tournament, as regionals, as everything else, the postseason progresses, those games are going to be much, much closer. I'm excited to see what they could do. This was after Friday's game. Jordy Ball obviously having a great season. She pitched a complete game shutout, hit a home run, and had 9 strikeouts as a pitcher, not as a hitter. That would be a record. But she had 9 strikeouts on the day as well. All right. In her next pitching outing, Jordy Ball threw a one-hitter for her 21st win of the season. She has an ERA of 1.49 and 159 to third innings pitched. She's hitting .476 with 18 homers. All right. So, it's going to be exciting to see what they can do going forward. We got, obviously, more Husker football to talk about. A crazy Kentucky Derby stat. All right. A few other crazy stats to chat about as well. Baseball, football, and Michigan. Are they? I don't think they really care. But it comes across as just a little bit insulting. Are they insulting Nebraska, whether they intend to or not? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.